lingers at Dublin's Lighthouse Cinema this evening to tell us why and what it's all about. We have two guests with us. Patty Rundell is Policy Director of Baby Milk Action, and Aoife Hearn will be known to you as the dietitian on the popular RT television programme Operation Transformation. Aoife, can you tell us, please, what's this movie Tigers all about?
Well, Tigers, I suppose, tells the story of unethical marketing practices of infant formula in Pakistan. And we're very lucky that, I suppose, Patty, who was in Pakistan at the time, along with Amir, who the movie is based on, really, you know, I suppose, had the courage and dedication to keep pushing to tell this story. So Amir, the movie is based on Amir, and he was a sales rep with an infant formula company at the time in Pakistan. So it was really telling, I suppose, how, you know, mothers were, I suppose, been given incorrect information and led to, you know, serious implications for babies, especially when we think of, you know, third world countries. There are a lot more serious negative impacts, I suppose, of not breastfeeding in those countries, you know.
Patty, how big is the market, the business of selling infant baby formula in the third world?
Well, I wouldn't have the figure for just the third world, but it was growing from 45 billion to expected to get to 70 billion. But I've seen figures that it's much, much bigger than that now.
That's revenue, is it?
I don't know that. That was the sales of formula. Yes. Was 70 billion. It's very hard. There's a new report coming out, which I haven't got access to. You know, all these things are different. People look at whether you look at just the infant formula or these follow-on formulas, mm-hmm. and they're called junior milks or growing up milks, which is a claim. So those milks add and extend the bottle feeding life and are a major, major money maker for the companies, because mm-hmm. parents go on using them and they have the same brand name. They look exactly like an infant formula, full of sugar. They're not good for the babies at all, but they're a real money maker.
Are these the same baby formulas that are sold here in Ireland, Western Europe?
Yeah, it's a global market. It's an absolutely booming global market, and one that we have spent the last 20 years at the codex where the standards are set for what should be in these products.
But you say they're not good for the children. Lots of children have grown up, babies have grown up on these products, and they seem
infant
perfectly
formula.
healthy.
Yeah,
now.
Infant formula. Okay. I was fed on an infant formula is fine in terms of, you know, the ingredients are all set by the EU. Mm-hmm. The legislation is absolutely clear, and we're not arguing with that at all. I mean, obviously, breastfeeding is safer, but, you know, if parents have got the good information and know what's what and actually have access to and can make the product up safely, then that's their decision to do that. Nobody's arguing about that. What we are arguing about is this second stage wave of milks mm-hmm. that the companies have just sort of like woken up and thought, oh God, we can make it look exactly like the infant formula, use the same branding, put claims on, add some ingredients that mothers will think they can't get in ordinary food. And presto, you have a massive, massive market.
And what sort of age group?
We're talking 6 to 36 months.
So most of these would be marketed as like stage two or follow-on milks. I suppose the idea that we would generally say that young children shouldn't have cow's milk till they're one. But really, once a child hits one, they can have normal, regular, fresh milk. And I suppose that, as a dietitian, I think that's a really important message.
And I suppose
message,
from 6 months on, you're also trying to introduce your baby to solids.
Absolutely. So really, like, I suppose, you know, fresh milk can be part of that time when we're introducing solids. With my own kids, you know, I would have been slow to maybe introduce it, but by 10 months they're getting a little bit more of it, and by a year they're able to drink as much cow's milk as they wish.
In these other countries, have these been offered as an alternative to solid food?
In every country will vary. When I've been doing this work since 1980, and when nobody had any laws in place to actually stop the marketing, right? We've been bringing the laws into effect in, you know, there's probably about 70 countries that have very good, strong laws, and then another whole 100 that need to have the laws and certainly tightened up. So where you don't have a good law that stops the companies from misleading parents or stops the companies from putting risky ingredients in the product, then you will have really problematic things of parents.
And this movie you're showing tonight, is that what the story is, that in Pakistan the wrong things were put in? Did it lead to children
dying?
It's not
about, of course it does, yes, but it's not about, the Tigers film is actually not about the ingredient in the milk. There's quite an emphasis on the water, but actually it's not even that. It's the fact that the babies weren't breastfed. It's a life and death situation when you don't have access to clean water and you can't read the instructions, you can't afford it or whatever. This is why this international...
Because I'm thinking of, if you have here in Ireland, if you're sterilizing bottles and you're carefully scooping out and you're using cooled water that you've boiled.
Yes.
And we have the facilities.
And so we're very lucky.
I've done this countless times, as you can tell.
As you can tell. Right.
You know, and I suppose we've a really high literacy rate. You know, we can read instructions, we're able to follow.
But if you're
it.
In countries where there is a problem with clean water supply...
Yes.
Your doctor has taken money or has got a gift. The film is all about sponsorship and about how a sales rep can sort of just persuade the doctors to make sure that his product is not only in all the pharmacies around, but in everywhere. And so the doctors don't realise it, but they're actually becoming little salesmen as well. And that's what the film
so
is about.
So what's your ambition? Is it to... ban the sale of these products, or what is it?
I would cheerfully ban the sale of the growing up milks. Because you've
but
got
is it going to happen?
No. Well, the point is, it depends. It depends. If we use Tigers well, and if you do a good, you know, sort of help. Because I don't think it's doing any parents any favours. The, you know, we have obesity crisis all over the place. They're made to feel that they can't get these nutrients unless they have this follow-on formula. This is nonsense. You get nutrients from real food. We should be having our children have proper real food. And these products are shipped around the world. They're on the shelf for 2 years long. You don't need them, but infant formula you do need. Absolutely. So we're not at all. I don't want any of your listeners to think that we would ever think about that. That's not the case.
And, you know, I think for me, absolutely. I think for me, it really is about making sure parents are supported and are given information about infant nutrition that's unbiased, right? Because a lot of the information health professionals are getting, a lot of the information that parents are getting are from the person who's profiting from their product. And to me, on any level, I mean, Matt, I worked at the Tipperary Hurlers for the last 10 years and the supplements they used to have, which was maybe 10% of what they would have. I would constantly, if any of them are listening, they're like, here's Aoife going off again. But like, don't believe the person who's selling you the product. Like, I think that's very basic information. And, you know, it's, as a dietitian, it's really concerning that so much of continuing professional education, so much of research that we receive as health professionals has actually been inadvertently funded by the companies that are selling the products.
What time is Tiger screening at in the
it
lighthouse
is at
tonight?
6 o'clock tonight, but it's sold out, Matt. So we've got full house.
Oh, but you're a journalist. You could come along as well.
I'll be on here for 7 o'clock. No, I won't be able to come down, unfortunately.
We're very lucky to have the president, Michael D. Higgins and Safina joining us this evening.
Very
so we're
good.
Very, very delighted about that.
Aoife Hearn and Patty Rundle, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.